You're listening to the Seduce Podcast with Cass and Kat,
where we love to talk about life and experiences that inspire your higher self.
Katarina!
Cassandra!
Imagine we just did that for the whole ep.
Different tones.
I've got goss.
You've got goss.
Goss. Oh, no, you know us. We don't gossip. So...
That's such a manty climax. I was like, what's she going to say?
Okay, well, I do have something interesting to say.
Okay.
Now, this is a friend. You know what? He's actually not going to mind. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's not going to mind if he knows who it is. I don't feel.
Okay.
We both know this person. But anyways, okay. We have a friend, a man friend.
Yeah.
A man friend. And he's going on a lot of dating escapades at the moment. He's on the whole dating app thing and he's doing his thing, right? Mm-hmm. He's loving life. He's looking good. Mm-hmm. He's on a self-discovery journey at the moment. So he's telling me this story the other day. We catch up and I don't think you know this story yet, Kat.
Okay.
You're about to hear it. And he matched with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Meets her out. Quick date. They head home.
Oh, quick date.
Quick date, I think.
Okay.
And they head home.
To the same home or
the same.
Their own homes? Oh, okay. Oh.
And this is where the story's going.
Okay.
And I said to him, oh, so you slept with her? And he's like, and he nods. He was like, yeah. And I go, oh, show me a picture of her. And he goes, oh, she unmatched with me.
What?
She unmatched with me from the dating app. So apparently when you unmatch, you can no longer see their pictures, I'm guessing, or can't find them. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
So he was unable to show me a picture. Kat.
Okay. What? Okay.
Why have we become so easy?
That is an interesting question.
That's the question. This girl probably might have known when she met him that night. That she maybe wasn't, I don't know, maybe didn't vibe with him, knew it wasn't, maybe she didn't want it to go anywhere.
Mm.
Maybe she did. Maybe she's one of those people that are on the dating apps purely to be wined and dined or to have one night stands and this kind of thing.
Maybe.
But it got me onto a whole thought process of, did this girl know that she was uninterested by her initial encounter with him, but then felt the pressure to go, and I don't know what pressure that could be, but I remember one of my first kiss. I didn't want to kiss him, but I felt pressure to kiss him.
Okay.
And I'll get into that a little bit later. But also, I was freaking 17. Come on. Anyways, if this woman knew that she wasn't interested, why do so many women, and I feel there's a lot out there, then go and do this thing, share their energy?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an undeniable fact now, and it's proven that our auras attach to the person we have sex with.
Yeah.
And as females, we can bond to men. There's things such as aura debris, so we'll get into that. Because
mm-hmm.
it really led me onto this question of, but why? Because I know me personally, I barely want to like share a room with someone I don't really interested in.
Yeah.
Let alone
a bed.
Share my body and everything, right?
Yes.
If she knew she was going to unmatch with him, like why? Why? Like why?
Why follow through with the sex?
Right?
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you, there's this whole movement of like, it's empowering. I can do what I want. Is it really look hard at yourself and ask if you are one of those women that's like, I can do whatever I want with my body. If you're doing it purely for this point of like, I'm empowered and I can do what I want, is it or is it slowly but surely eroding at your energy, your feminine energy nonetheless?
Yeah.
You know? And everyone's got their different reasons for doing these things. Like, oh, I just want to have a bit of fun tonight. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, we've got different ideas of what fun is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, my question is, why has it gotten to this point where it's just become, like, he didn't have to do much.
Mm.
Did he buy her a drink? I don't know. Like, what's your take on this whole movement? Because I can name a girl, I won't, that I met a few years back and she's got a massive following now and she's very encouraging to young girls to buy them vibrators and sleep with over 100 men if you like. And I just think it is, you are being influenced in the wrong direction.
Yeah, look, I think the feminist movement in regards to sexuality has definitely been orchestrated by a man. I know that sounds funny, but this is not something that women came up with. This is something that was marketed to women. And I'm a big believer of that. So buying into women in the workplace and women can have sex with whoever they want, like, hun, women in the workplace so that women can now be like pay tax to the government.
Two people in the household paying
Two
tax
people in
now.
the household
So
now paying
instead of staying
tax.
home and raising your kids while the husband works and making sure your kids are learning the right, you know, what your morals are, you know, learning from the family, now you go off to work and boom, the government makes
Two lots of tax.
It makes sense.
So that's where my mind goes when I think about, you know, feminism and workplace issues. And then when you go feminism and sexuality, it's like, well, this is just like the perfect like hall pass for men because they're just like, every woman now is fair game. It's easy. It's something that women are now in their masculine, chasing men, counting numbers, like body count stuff and like just insane stuff like that, where I'm just like, guys, you're just buying into it. You're just buying into the agenda. Not even the agenda, but like you have made it so, so easy for men. And that's one thing that a few of my guy friends have said to me, like, it is so easy to sleep with women these days. And it never used to be this easy. And men aren't even getting rejected anymore. Like in this instance, what you're describing in that conversation with our mate, like you'd think that the girl would just be like, look, it's been nice dinner, thanks, I'm just going to go home. But she didn't even reject him in that way. She just went for it and then like unfollowed or whatever the story is online. It's just complete, like it's just odd to me.
I think that's the most confusing to me, is that she could have, for various reasons, let's go with a woman that's not attracted. Let's say she wasn't actually attracted to him and still
Follow
did that.
through.
To me, I actually almost find that gross that you have lowered your stand. Actually, do you have standards if that's what you're doing? If you are going and opening up your body, and I remember having a conversation with you a while ago where you said, like, think about it physically. Men's, what did you say? Men's reproductive organ.
Yeah, their appendage being the penis. Is external. A men's
To their body.
appendage.
Yeah, appendage.
Thank you. A men's appendage is external to his body. Therefore, he doesn't hold like internal feelings about the woman that he's having sex with the same way a woman basically collects energy from a man that she sleeps with, because our like everything for us is internal. We don't have appendages outside external to our body. Everything is internal. So when a man enters you, he's entering your body, your soul, your everything, right? So we hold residue there. Whereas for a man, they're just like, oh yeah, wash it off, all done. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to not be so graphic and gross, but this is the best way I can explain it. A girlfriend of mine actually gave me this example many years ago, and it's stuck with me. She's like, a guy can easily sleep with 100 women. Doesn't impact his life emotionally. He doesn't feel connection
There's
to every
no
one of them.
risk to him of like pregnancy, obviously,
Like,
or
well, you know, for his body, she might still get pregnant, but it's
true.
not, nothing's changing for him physically.
Yeah.
Whereas for a woman, like there has to be an element of whether it's attraction or there's something that you're interested in and whatnot, but we take on that energy and we retain it. Whether that's for days, weeks, months, years, it'll be a memory for you. You'll remember him, he won't remember you. Does that make sense?
Yes. And Dawn Maslow wrote a book, Men Chase, Women Choose. And it's all about women stepping into their feminine energy. Not, you'll have to read the book, guys, but not about essentially if you're interested in a man. So this is kind of stepping away from that scenario and the dating app, because she might not have been interested. She might have just wanted this one night stand. But if you were interested and she thought there could be a potential with our friend, our male friend, one of the worst things you could do is bond yourself to him through sex so quickly. Within Dawn Maslow writes that within the 3 month period, the man's vasopressin, which is a hormone, hasn't I believe it's dropped. It hasn't dropped or risen, one of them.
Okay.
But basically his protective instinct hasn't kicked in yet to want to love you, nurture you, provide for you, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she's got multiple case studies in this as well. But basically us, as soon as we kind of sleep with them, yeah, we're attached chemically.
Yes.
And then we can become needy, clingy, etc. And that's when you'll find he starts to back off, like, oh, no, I've got him what I want. The right hormones haven't kicked in, mm-hmm, to want me to, you know, provide for this girl, be with this girl, whatnot, and he will back away. So it's a really, really interesting concept when you take that into it. If we forget about the whole, you know, like I said, I'm just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
But are you?
Yeah.
As well. Because you might play it off as that, like, oh, yeah, just the guy that I slept with on the weekend. But I truly believe that it just weakens your energy.
It does though, Kat. It doesn't make you feel good. I want to know if there's ever been a situation for a girl where she's slept with a guy who she hasn't really rated, right? Mm. So take this girl, for example, okay, with our friend. Like, I know this is going nowhere, but I slept with him anyway. Like, does she feel good the next day?
Exactly.
Like, do you wake up feeling like on top of the world after that? Or do you just like, I wish that never happened?
And do you want to hear something funny? He actually said to me, he goes, oh, I don't like the feeling the next day. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, like, her hair was all on the floor. I was like, Charlie finds my hair on the floor all the time, but he loves me. He leaves them there to remind himself of me.
He collects them in a jar.
You know what I mean? So even he as a man was like, I don't like it. I think even certain men want to feel loved and yeah, want to love. And I think he's kind of struggling in this whole dating thing of going, you know, he wants to find a real decent, nice girl.
There's not a lot of them left. Well, you know what? But in fairness, they're not going to be on dating apps.
Let's be real.
Like the ones that he's looking for are not going to be on dating.
Yeah.
You know,
this is true.
It's hard to find, like, people do find love on dating apps, but.
Imagine we meet his girlfriend like next week and he found her on Hinge. And
it's that same girl.
And then this episode is released and it's the same girl.
She's like, oh, I accidentally blocked you. I didn't mean to. I wonder why you didn't call me the next day. And he's just like, yeah, don't listen to episode number
30. 40.
40, 39 or 40 from Seduce.
But there is a saying that, and this really, really resonates with me.
Mm.
Never sleep with someone you wouldn't want to be. There's mm-hmm. a lot of research that has gone into the fact that we now, they know that who we share our intimate energy with, we're taking on traces of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chemically, emotionally.
Yeah.
And it does, it leaves a nice debris, well, if you love them, like a nice debris in you.
Yeah.
So, like, when I look at Charlie, like, that's so sweet to hear that
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is definitely someone I would want to be, you know, happy, beautiful, kind, all those things.
Yes.
But if you're sleeping with men that are toxic, or guys, if you're sleeping with girls that are toxic, that are flippant, that are confused.
Mm.
And let's not get into the confused thing, because I feel like sleeping with multiple men leads to more confusion in your life due to the aura that they're
definitely
leaving with you. But it's, do you feel that that resonates with you? Never sleep with someone who you wouldn't want to be.
Yeah, look, I've never thought about that before, but that's a really good one, because I guess if we're exchanging energy, I want your energy to be higher than mine.
Oh, wrong.
Then I'd benefit from that.
Exactly. You know? You don't want him to be trash.
No.
Gross.
No, but it's also everything is a self-reflection, like you're mirroring everything. So if you're attracted to guys who are trash,
yep,
it's a reflection of how you feel about yourself internally. And I strongly stand by that. In all the studies I've done over the years, everything from psychology to counseling, everything starts from within. And you project outwards what you're feeling and you attract what you're feeling. And that's the biggest thing when people choose their sexual partners. And even women who are having multiple sexual partners and call it feminism or call it, oh, I'm just doing my thing. I'm happy to do my thing. It's just like, nah, you're not though, because you're erratic.
Mm.
That's not stable behavior to be sleeping with multiple men every weekend or perhaps few guys a week or whatever your story is. There's no boundaries there, you know. So whether that's right or wrong, this might be upsetting a few people, I don't know, but it's actually like, that's the way it is. You can't argue with that, because if you were someone that was in complete control of who they are and being your authentic self, and we hear that a lot, right? You hear that term a lot and you think, oh, it just sounds like bullshit. But there is truth to it. Being your authentic self means that you have confidence within you. You back yourself, you love yourself, you care about yourself, you put yourself first. If you're putting yourself first, you don't need multiple partners. Your happiness, your sexual energy doesn't need to rely on another person, people, multiple people, to fulfill something within. Yeah. You do that by yourself. The person that you meet will complement you, yes. The person that you'll sleep with, that you potentially love or care about or find attractive, that will complement you. But if you're taking on a person's negative energy and all of that, it's because you yourself haven't found your peace within and you're not in alignment with who you are. And yeah, I stand by that. And I look at that even from a point of not even sleeping with men, but if we take it back to like kissing boys, back in the day when you'd kiss a boy,
yes,
right? And some boys that you might kiss, you really liked them. And it was like, oh, like that giddy energy of like you kiss a boy, how exciting. And then you talk a little bit and they like you and whatever. But what about those times where you kissed a boy that you just kissed because you were just out and it meant nothing? Cass is raising her hand right now.
That's me.
How did you feel after that, Cass? Go back to that.
So, so that was what I was going to mention before. There used to be like this outdoor festival kind of thing. It was like an Italian festival. And
I was the one in the city? Or
no,
the one
Grange
outside?
Road. Stop. I was in my kappa. I'm pretty sure I was wearing my kappa.
That's come back in fashion.
I know. It's quite cool, isn't it?
Snap pants anything, as well.
Lol. Yeah, I'm pretty sure mine was snap kappa pants. But, you know, I knew this boy liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I would have been about 17 years old. I was not at all interested in him. Not at all. In fact, I think I had a crush on another boy.
Okay.
And what the boys would do was there was like this back area. So the festa was in one section and then there was, you know, just a shrub. It sounds so dodgy.
Sounds so romantic.
A fence, there was shrub. And the term that these
a fence as well.
Like, it sounds so bad. Oh gosh, if my parents knew. But what the boys used to say was, you want to go for a walk? Hey, baby, you want to go for a walk? And you knew that a walk meant that they were going to swing their arm around your shoulders and they were going to bring you in for a kiss. And me, like, I was 17 years old and I did not want to go for a walk. But he comes up to me, you want to go for a walk? And I was like, okay. And what happens? We go behind that fence where that shrub is. He puts his arm around me. And, like, it was one of my not one of my first kiss. No, I would have been a little bit younger for my first kiss. But all I remember was just tongue straight in my mouth. It was just a violation of my face. It really was. And I just thought, when is this going to end?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it did end. And I was like, I think
they're still kissing now.
It did end. And so following that, it was a very big lesson to me to, Cass, it's fine to say no.
Yeah.
Cass, you can say no. I didn't like him. I wasn't interested in him at all.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Why did you do that?
I feel like that's what this girl did. She hasn't built her confidence yet with our friend. And she's just gone, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's drinking involved or whatnot.
You know what? That's a big one. That's a big one. I think if you look at a guy and you wouldn't sleep with him sober, like, please don't sleep with him when you're drunk. Like, please, just don't. If anyone takes anything away from this episode, take that away. Like, because I believe, like, drugs and alcohol plays a huge, huge part in this, like, promiscuity, you know, society that we live
in. It does.
I mean,
it's almost like reckless behavior from the get-go.
Yeah.
And there's been some studies that show an association with substance and alcohol and multiple partners. So I shouldn't even say partners, multiple one-night stands.
Yeah.
And there's correlation between the two, that if you're drinking, doing drugs, you're more likely to sleep with random people.
Yeah, of course.
How shit are you feeling the next day, though?
Oh my gosh. Like, how shit do you feel already when you're like had a few drinks and you wake up with a hangover, let alone like, shit, I just slept with 10 guys.
10? Oh, I'm not going to lie. Look, someone I know. I was.
Are we allowed to talk about this? Is that?
Well, I don't think she'll even. No, she won't know.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Someone I know. I mean, this could be so many people. I could be talking about one person, but so many people are like, I've done that. Is she talking about me?
How does she know?
And it's like, wait, you what? So someone I know told me years ago that within a 24-hour period, she slept with 3 different men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Like, as
and when she told us girls, it was.
Can I have a bit of context? Like, okay, 3 different men she was on a night out, or no, 3 different men that she liked?
I think one of them she liked, one or two of them.
Okay.
So I think one was. Now, I've got to get my story straight because it was a while ago that I was told this. One might have been a relationship that just ended. She slept with him this one day, went to a party that night, slept with another guy.
Sure.
How did the third one come into the picture? I don't know, but he was there. Delivery boy? No, just right. But he was there. 3 guys. And I just remember going, wow. At that point in time when then I heard that story, I was like.
So, Amy, like, what sort of conversation is happening for someone to.
There were multiple girls there.
Okay.
Might have been in the Bachelor Mansion. I don't know. There were multiple girls storytelling.
Okay. Now I get it. Oh, wow.
But the thing is, there were about 28, so you're going to have to guess which one now. So, look, yeah, like it was intense to hear some of the things.
Was it a proud story moment? Like what? Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, cool.
It was more proud funny.
Yeah, okay.
As these girls were giving body counts, this was one of the stories.
Cass, how were you in that conversation?
Oh, I just feel me like and Mary were in the other room, man.
I could not imagine.
We were on the couch, but we were just looking at each other because me and Mary were the oldest and the most innocent.
Yeah, okay.
Like these girls are in a different league.
Yeah, okay.
Some of these girls were in a different league to us. Oh gosh, some of the things my ears heard. I was like, "Me no comprehend." I was like, "What?" What girl? So she went shopping for vegetables with her partner because he wanted to go up the backside, and she goes, "I'll pick out a piece of vegetable that's the size of yours, and then if you like it, then I'll allow it."
Oh,
true story.
What do you? Oh no. Okay, I want no other details on that story, like none.
So, like, look, there was
and
a
Cass is like, I kissed a boy for a Zeppoli once.
Literally, he said he wanted to go for a walk. So, anyways, moral of this episode is stop being so easy.
Stop being ho. Oh my god!
But it truly just comes down to like, be careful of who you share your energy with. Truly, because the more you level up for yourself and your energy and keeping your energy sacred for you, the further you are going to go in life in all aspects, whether that's finding love, if that's what you want, getting a better job, getting a raise, you know, having a good group of friends, just level up within yourself because that is your sacred energy. That's so important. Don't just share that with everyone because 9 times out of 10, that guy's probably been sharing his with multiple people also. And then that's just being left with you.
See,
as
that
well.
Thought alone is just grosses me out.
Yeah.
It grosses me out.
Yeah.
Like, especially in those situations where it's, oh, well said, by the way, Cass. I really like the way that you summarized that one. That was really good. But yeah, I was just thinking about guys like having sex with girls and then, oh no, and then coming back to you. No, no, that's just like, it's just not okay.
Having sex with girls, what if they're like also?
Yeah, well.
I've heard those stories.
And you just don't know. And do you know that?
And what we meant by that, if no one got that, what if the guy you're sleeping with is also bisexual?
You know what? I have heard a lot of stories in regards to drug taking and experimenting, people experimenting when taking drugs, which is fine, but. If you're then the female that matches with the bloke the next week on Tinder, it's like, wow, like, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot. And people do not, you know, people aren't obliged to tell you about their sexual history. And, you know, you what you don't ask, you won't get answers to anyway. And sometimes they'll lie. But it's like, this is where you have to trust your intuition on the people that you're hanging around, the people that you're talking to, the guys that you're, you know, showing interest in, and really start to reflect on yourself if you're finding that the people that you're attracted to are people that come from toxicity. Reflect inside, like, why am I attracting that?
Truly. And you know what else? Your body always leaves clues. And I said this to you today in relation to health as well. So, you know, I checked out your nails because I've got a couple of ridges and it means low zinc, like low zinc in the body. But I've heard multiple stories of women with their long-term partners who have then had issues with their reproductive side, whether it's an STD, lumps, bumps, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the kind of stories I've heard are from all different things where those things can occur, but and then they find out their partner is cheating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or it's almost an aspect of your body is literally rejecting that or him.
Yes.
So take note. Listen to yourself, like, is anything in your body changing as well? And start clearing the energy. If you actually want to make a positive move today and go, you know what, I'm not going to go out on the weekend and get drunk and sleep with a random. I'm going to stay in and read a self-help book. Awesome.
Detox from the dick.
Yes. That's what we should name this episode. But there are ways. In my research, I've found there's actually ways to clear aura and one of them was actually Epsom salt baths.
Interesting.
So if you're feeling a little bit slutty recently, just take an Epsom salt bath.
And it'll clear everything away for you to go and do it all again next weekend.
No, we joke. Do whatever you want. Disclaimer, we're not. Yeah.
That's interesting. So it's kind of like the same way, I guess, like the beach would be the same.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, correct. You're actually 100% correct. If you're wanting to clean yourself, and this is not just, you know, on what we've discussed today, but cleaning your aura in any aspect, if you're feeling low, suppressed, low vibration, all those things, a dip in the ocean and Epsom salt bath will clear your energy.
Mm.
I don't know how many you have to do, but go with how you feel at the end of the day.
Yeah,
is it solved yet? Have another bath the next night.
Yeah.
Keep doing things for you guys.
Keep doing things like that until you stop having sex with me. Did it clear my urge? No, I went and had sex again. Okay, back to the salt water. But you know what? If you think about that, right, if you align that with self-worth.
Yeah.
Okay, so self-care and self-worth, both important things. To build your self-worth, Cass, where do you start? What advice can you give on that? Like,
oh, I love that question.
Yeah, because a lot of this coming under the banner of, you know, feminism and we can do what we want and we're allowed to have sex and we can wear short skirts and all of that, right? I'm all about wearing short skirts. No problems there. But like, but you know, all of that talk, there is an underlying issue there as well. Self-worth is huge when it comes to people that are considered feminists because they feel like they have to label who they are to have some sort of authority importance, or control or importance in the world.
Yeah.
That's an inside issue. And that's an inside job that you need to fix.
Yeah.
That you should fix. Mm. Once you fix that, you won't have these thoughts. You won't give a shit about feminism. You won't give a shit about sleeping with guys and this, that, the other because you'll be focused on yourself. You.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some tips there, Cass?
And it's interesting you mentioned that because, you know, some of that stems back to childhood. Like, you know, I know some girls that their father might have been absent. They had a very strong mother and
there's so
and
much.
So then that whole feminist
movement
kind of swung into their life and they went with it. But the things that I would do is truly start to get to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come at this from my watery Cancerian energy. And to me, I would note things that triggering or lessen your control, i.e. I've never drunk, I don't drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that that doesn't align with you, then omit it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Same as substances. I would probably start by creating a list of what is important to you in life and what makes you feel good. So maybe have a list of importance, of things that bring you joy, and then see all the things that you might be doing, list the things out, might be a misalignment to those things.
Yes, good point.
And start to eliminate that. And I would do a lot of self-work. Try to meditate. If you don't enjoy meditating, start doing things that make you feel good, like get out into the fresh air, do some grounding work, feet to earth. And to me, it's important. I really value downtime.
Yeah.
I love my family and spending time with friends and family. And those are things that are very high up on my important list, very high. And things that wouldn't align with that, now, at this age, going out and partying in a club obviously wouldn't really align with that.
Yes.
You know, what else wouldn't align with that? What else wouldn't we do, Kat, as you know?
What else wouldn't we do? Look, I think for me it's more about also what you kind of bring in. Like you said, omitting those things but substituting it with good things.
Good things.
Things that like nourish your soul. Because I suppose when we think about self-worth as well, it really takes like a second to diminish it. And it feels like it takes a lot to build it back up. But I think if we go back to basics, go back to what's true to you, your interests, and really think about that. Like, we're on our phones all the time. We're constantly fed information that we should believe, and we're constantly fed misinformation, and we're fed multiple topics at once. And, you know, I bet I can ask you what you watched on TikTok last night. You wouldn't even be able to tell me because there was just a flood of information.
Yeah.
That, and then, you know, we talk about lack of sleep and this and that and things on your mind and when you can't switch off. And it's like, if you just switch off your phone for 30 minutes in a day, see where that takes you.
Yeah.
If you don't have certain distractions in your life, that's when you can truly focus on self.
Self-care.
Yeah. Like,
it is truly about caring about yourself, because once you care about yourself, you've got standards for yourself.
Yes.
And like, look, as everyone knows, I've never done the dating app. What do I think it does to girls and guys is you're getting a dopamine hit. So you're scrolling for an hour seeing who you can match with when you could be outside catching up with a friend, you know, potentially meeting someone else. You know, there's obviously no guarantees, but I always had it in my mind that I would never jump onto a generic dating app and look for guys that were also looking for other options. Yeah. You know, I wanted things to happen more organically.
Yeah, for sure. I feel the same about Netflix. That's how I feel about Netflix. Just like aimlessly like going through, what am I going to watch tonight? I just can't do it anymore, Cass.
You know, there
I really
was
struggle with TV, really struggle.
There
I'm
was
just
a
not interested.
Dating app that I was going to try, and I tried to get onto it, but never did. It was Raya. It was like the elite dating app.
Yes, one of my girlfriends was on that.
Yeah, yeah. So I was, there was a period, and then I think Charlie came into my life shortly after that. Well, I was never on there, but that was one thing that a friend had said to me. What year was it? She said, you should get on the, it would have been after that. She's like, you've got your tick now. You should get onto this.
Your tick?
Yeah, I know. Your verification tick. You should get onto this app. And I was like, what is that? And then a couple more people said it down the track. Then a couple people more. And I was like, you know what? I would be happy to date a famous soccer player. Like, if I met one. But anyways, did that happen? No. Would it have been good for my soul? Maybe not. There still would have been garbage on there, no doubt.
For sure.
And look, the famous soccer players were all in Italy, so I don't think they would have shown up on my search thing. They would have been too far. But the point is, don't be a slut.
The point is, don't be a hoe and just build your self-worth. No, but you're right. All those apps and things like that, it's diminishing our self-worth.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, you might swipe with a guy and find him attractive, but he doesn't do the same back. And how does that make you feel?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's an online rejection. Like, that's not cool.
I don't think my ego wants that.
No,
actually.
My ego does not want that. You know, if I think about my self-worth over the years, like, my game is strong. I've never even talked to a guy that I haven't liked or found attractive. I've never even been in that situation. I think I've just been so, you know, I think there's a difference between this feminist movement and feminine energy and I'm very much a feminine energy lover.
Yeah.
You know, if a guy approaches me, or, you know, when a guy would approach me, it was like, if I like him, cool, I'll be in that combo. And if I don't, I'm just like, next.
Yeah.
Like, there was never a feeling of, oh, I have to go through with this, or I have to be nice, or I was just like, no, if it didn't match my energy, I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, like, if we go back to our friend's circumstance, like, how does he know what he's going to get that night? You know what I mean?
As in,
what he's going to see. You don't know that person. You literally don't know that person. She could pull a knife out of her butt and stab you.
Out of her butt?
Well, like, out of her purse. Not necessarily a butt.
You're like,
imagine.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You know, anything could be going on down there.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know this person. They're not your partner that you've grown to love and gotten to know.
This is gross.
Yeah, okay, let's wrap it up.
Okay, girls, you need to just stop sleeping around. Like, enough. No one needs to know about, like, no, that's enough. Like, just stop. Just immediately stop.
Also, what if our friend was, like, a murderer and she was just going home? Oh, she would have told, yeah.
To murder guys.
They were both murderers.
Oh my gosh, the tangent this went on.
Thank you for joining us here at Seduce today. Please don't forget to like and share with all your friends, even if they're a bit slutty.
If they're slutty. Make sure they listen to this one.
And, you know, it does a great thing for us when you actually follow us on Spotify. So hit the follow button. We will catch you on the next step.
Yes, until next time, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't be a hoe.